bring. Items, both items number 8 and number 9 have to do with stormwater program implementation, and as such, they also are heavily involved with low-impact development. In fact, the Salinas development standards include low-impact development. So I thought this might be an opportune time to introduce another person. You will recall that the regional board voted to allocate funds towards development of a low-impact development center for the Central Coast. And we have a massive building built and an edifice, the 22-story building. Well, maybe not. Maybe I exaggerate. But Dr. Inglis is here as the new manager of the local office, and Michael Thomas is going to expand on that introduction.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, about 3 years ago we had a low-impact development workshop here in San Luis Obispo. It was put together by Dunaway of our staff. And we had about 130 people attend from all over the state, and we had presenters from around the country. And one of the presenters was Dr. Inglis with the City of Seattle and two of her colleagues. And it was by far the greatest presentation, in my opinion, at that workshop. And as soon as it was over, we started talking among ourselves about, wouldn't it be great if we could establish a low-impact development center here in San Luis Obispo and have people like the presenters from the City of Seattle staffing it. And eventually we came to the board and asked for money to do just that, and you approved it. That was several months ago. We started talking to various organizations about establishing the center here, and one of those organizations was the Low Impact Development Center of Maryland and the director, Neil Weinstein. And so Neil agreed to open an office here after several discussions with him because his goals were in direct alignment with our goals as an organization. And he, once he agreed to open the center here, open an office here, which is a branch of his organization, we started talking about who we would like to hire to be the director. And I had a short list, and he had a long list of people, and I said the top of my list is Darla Inglis from the City of Seattle. And so we started talking about it, and I started trying to sell the idea of hiring Darla as the director, and he said, you don't have to. I know who it is, and I've worked with her, and I'm aware of her work. She's well known around the United States in this field. And he said, we're not going to be able to hire her because she's above the what we would be able, the position we personally would be able to get. And so he was wrong, and here she is. And she has an office upstairs. She just moved in, and we're trying to get her computer and printer and things to work, trying to get her a bookcase and all that. So she's settling into the office, and we're being real careful not to overload her with work in her first few days here. But we're going to be off and running here within a couple weeks. Here she is.
How do we split up her time with the Maryland Institute and our own?
It's about 80-20 right now. We get about 80% of her time, and the Institute in Maryland will get about 20% of her time. And we're paying for that with the funds that the board allocated towards this project.
So how did we do it?
I'm from this area.
That's it.
We're lucky. It just so happens that Darla was, her plans were to move back to this area, and so coincided.
It's the rain.
Yeah.
could I say, express my appreciation also for you coming on board. This is extraordinary. It was visionary of the staff to propose the Low Impact Development Center, but then it's wonderful to have you here. And I would encourage you, as you go forward, not to forget that there's a whole wave of young people coming up through the colleges and universities throughout the region, and they want to do this work. So don't forget the northern part of the region. I'm always making a pitch for UC Santa Cruz, right? Don't go just to Cal Poly for them. Come up and talk to us at UCSC. They're just waiting to get training in this and get to work. I've lectured on your projects in Seattle. I've showed them slides, and they get so energized by it. They really get it. So please remember us.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
I'd also, if I could point out, this is a startup branch, obviously, and the funds are tight. So we offered to help out in terms of office space, but Dr. Inglis does work for the Low Impact Development Center of Maryland, and we don't expect this to be a permanent situation. We'll have to see how it goes in terms of demand and ability to attract other funding and that sort of thing. But in the meantime, we are helping out with office space.
Great. Dr. Hunter.
I recall that we discussed the possibility something would develop with Cal Poly. Is that in terms of locating the institute at Cal Poly? Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, that's something that we thought about initially and is still a possibility. I don't know that we've had any recent discussions with them, but it is a possibility. One of the things we have to consider is accessibility. Sometimes Cal Poly is not actually the most accessible place in the world just because of parking. So that's one of those practical things we'll have to consider. But they did initially express a little bit of interest in trying to work something out down the road. So it's something we'll probably get back to and, again, see what the demand is and whether that would work out or not.
Okay.
Okay. That was